USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis and Greg McMichael that had agreed to plead guilty to the hate crimes charges. Travis McMichael would have received 30 years in federal prison to be served alongside the penalty of life in prison without parole for murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, objected as she says she wants the McMichaels to do their time in a state prison. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a border crisis update.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislators' Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden's first year in office has been tough, filled with one crisis after another. So it will be interesting to see how he sees things when he gives his first State of the Union address in a month. South Carolina Republican Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax says Biden's policies and judgments has made things worse on the American people.
Who knows what they're going to talk about? I would imagine we'll see President Biden bring up the Supreme Court nominee or nomination that he has over the next few weeks and months. I expect that to be a big one. The Ukraine obviously is on the agenda. We're paying more attention to the border of Ukraine than we are our southern border. So anything to redirect the crisis at our southern border to another country's border, I'm sure will be at the top of his agenda. But I seriously doubt he'll talk about inflation other than the ways that Build Back Better in his mind would make inflation better, when we all know that rising taxes and the cost of everything by more spending by the federal government will make things worse. So, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A Coast Guard investigation is underway after the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Harmony of the Seas was responsible for Sunday evening scrub of a SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The ship went into the danger zone along a Falcon 9 rocket's flight path just before launch, forcing SpaceX to cancel the launch. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.